What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
And my guess is our team would have traded some away if they could have. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. We go to the fan hotline. He pitched for the Indians. He's a left-hander. He's a good guy. He's out playing some golf right now. He's going to tell us about that in a second. He's Mr. Jason Stanford. Hello, Jason.
Stanny.
Good morning, Bass. Good morning, Phelps. How's it going, guys?
Well, how are you?
We're good. We're out at Little Mountain enjoying the sun.
Yeah, before we get into baseball, what are you doing?
So our first annual Frontline to Field golf outing, supporting military veterans, first responders, and youth athletes. Our first outing ever. Right here at Little Mountain Country Club this afternoon. We have 17 groups, and all the proceeds are going back. You know, they're going back to help the people that protect us every day.
That's awesome. Well done. And can you play golf? Are you good?
Today, unfortunately, I'm not playing golf. I do have my clubs. I brought my son, too. But because my girlfriend Vanessa and I are running the program, I do not get to play. I'll go out and hit a couple holes, just kind of show them what it's about. I still can power it off the deck. So
that's awesome. Good.
That's what you ought to do, is just stand on a par five and just get and then offer, leave the ball out there and then offer your tee shot to the group. That's how it works. That you got to figure this out. I know it's your first one, but when you're doing these charity outings and you can't play, that's as close as you're going to get.
Jason, I'm Andy Baskin. I know about golf outings.
I'm just telling you. And by the way, Jason, he doesn't feel like he's close enough to you to call you Stanny. Will you give him permission to call you Stanny,
please? I call him Jace.
Felty, you could call me Stanny all day, dude. We've known each other forever.
I'm in.
I told him that, and he was just like, I don't know. I need permission before I can call somebody
Stanny.
Well,
I have it now.
Okay.
There you go.
Full time, full go.
All right, so what's it sit like in the clubhouse yesterday or when the Guardians show up today? Because they're in the race. They bounce back from the losing streak in a big way. They've been playing good baseball. No additions to the team that will help this team this year get to the playoffs. And all respect to Shane Bieber as he's coming back. He hasn't pitched for him this year. Seawald hadn't pitched much. No major subtractions. What kind of a message is that in the clubhouse?
I think the biggest message is what they did last year. You know, they were one game away from going, you know, deep in the playoffs, and they didn't add anybody this offseason. And so the biggest thing when you look at it, they didn't add anybody at the trade deadline. It says, hey, these are the guys that we have in the clubhouse. We've been playing much better baseball after the All-Star break. Let's go see what we can do the rest of the season. And, you know, sometimes as a player, you're like, okay, are we going to add somebody? Are we going to try to, you know, get to where, like, the Blue Jays, adding players? Are we going to try to get to where the San Diego Padres adding, you know, big-time depth to the bullpen? But no, sometimes it's not a good thing. And I think we've seen that in the past, too, where some teams will add some guys and it doesn't fit well in the clubhouse. And then all of a sudden you go from doing really, really well all season to now you're making the playoffs.
Stanny, what's it like to be in that clubhouse when trade deadline day comes around? And sometimes, you know, whether it's you or it's the guy who's got the locker next to you, you're hearing their names and rumors. What's that like?
So 07, you know, really rings a bell for me. I'm sitting in the clubhouse. I'm hanging out. trade deadline's happening. Next thing you know, Kenny Lofton's in the locker next to me. I'm like, oh my goodness, man. And you know, everybody knows what we did that season. Like, it was an awesome season to be a part of. And those are the pieces that you love, right? You see a guy that was with the club, left, and then came back. It is a fun time. I will tell you that. It's exciting. I was never, you know, part of the opportunity to either be traded or even be in trade talks. But at the same time, when you're sitting there and you're reading over in the newspaper or you're listening to the radio and you're like, oh, my God, like, this is a possibility of getting these guys or we might be losing these guys. Yeah, it sits, you know, for some uneasy, you know, for family and things like that. But for the most part, it is a fun time. I love this time of year, especially in the last, like, 2 hours of the trade deadline when it's just a flurry of trades coming in at the last minute.
So many of them involving relief pitchers yesterday, Jason. And I think there were 40 pitchers, relief pitchers, traded before the trade deadline. What does that say about where Major League Baseball is today and the value of arms that might not pitch a ton of innings for you, but pitch those critical innings for you?
When you get to the playoffs, the starters, unless you have a true stud number one, your starters are probably going to go 3 or 4 innings. They might get you that 5th inning, but at that point, you're going to the bullpen. And if your bullpen is taxed because they've been used so much, you know, throughout the regular season, then it's a struggle. But if you go and you get those horses on the back end, I think we've seen it across the board. You get a guy that can shut down the 6th, the 7th, and 8th, and you go to your closer, it makes a huge difference in playoff baseball. And that's what it's about, inning to inning when it gets to playoff baseball.
All right, give me the big picture on this team right now. What you think and where? How far can they take it? And you know, just give me the big picture on this team.
So if I was Antonetti, this is for me. I would have gone out and tried to pick up one or two more bats. Like, you know what you have in Kwan. You know what you have. Kyle's starting to swing it a little bit better. You know what you have in Jose, of course. But if you go and you get another bat. You know, I think that takes the pressure off the guys that have been here the whole time. But right now, I mean, with them standing pat, you just got to trust your guys. And just I think the biggest thing for each individual in that lineup is say, don't put more pressure than you already have on you. Just go out and do your job. Station-to-station baseball is the way that they're winning games right now. They're not hitting, you know, a couple guys are hitting long balls. But for the most part, it's get on base, execute, score some runs, and watch that starting pitching try to do their job the best they can.
Stephen Kwan, a productive offensive player, no question about it, Jason. Does that play extremely well in the locker room that he's back, or how would it have played had they moved him, even if they got a haul in return?
For me, he's another corner piece, you know, and when you first look at Stephen Kwan, he's not an Aaron Judge. He's not a Jose Ramirez, but what he is an absolute superstar of a stud at the top of your lineup. You can't change that, you know, and you get rid of him in the clubhouse, it changes the whole dynamics in that clubhouse. As much as Jose Ramirez is the dude, Stephen Kwan is also maybe that 1B guy when you look at guys that you trust and you lean on. I mean, he's done a remarkable job since he's been called up, and he's just so consistent. I think that's what we forget is that you want big leaguers to be consistent, and he is. I mean, he's an awesome all-star. My son loves him, you know. I'm like, dude, I was a big leaguer too. He's like, Dad, but you're old time, man. Stephen Kwan's the dude.
I was a big leaguer too. Jason Stanford joining us, former Indians pitcher. You went through this organization as a pitcher. This organization has a phenomenal reputation for dealing with arms. Why? What is it that this organization does, Jason, that might be different from others that seems to lend itself to developing pitchers?
Well, I think it speaks volumes when you have a gentleman that's been there for so long, he leaves and you bring him back in Carl Willis. What the train does with individuals, number one, yes, he works mechanically and he talks to you. But number two, he gets to know who you really are. And he values you as a person. And for me, that speaks volumes. When you go out there and you have a trust factor on the mound, you know, I had Carl my whole career of professional baseball. My first year I had him in double A. My second year I had him in double A and triple A. Like, it's just all those. And then when you get to the big leagues, you know, you have a guy that's so familiar with you that it makes it at ease. And I think for me, you know, just as an individual that wasn't the high commodity guy, to just go out there and just do your thing. And he's like, hey, Stanley, don't worry about it. Just pitch. Do your thing. And I think that's where guys are so good. They learn who they are. They get better, you know, as they mature. And that's been the fun part of watching, you know, all these pitchers come up, especially the guys that come over in trades. You know, are you signing free agency? They get better, man. I mean, Boyd is a perfect prime example of somebody that you wish you didn't lose, but then you're extremely excited and happy for what he's doing right now. And a lot of that is a testament to Carl Willis, the Train.
Yeah, what is he like? Why has he been so successful? I know he's a great guy, but I've never had him try to teach a cut slider or whatever, or a slider or whatever, cut fastball. I mean, what is it that Carl does that he is able to reach out to these guys and just have so much positivity and change the way guys throw?
So a lot of it is old school mentality. You know, he's been around the game for a long, long time, and then he's blended in the technology of what we need these days with video and Rapsodo and, you know, spin rate and all this stuff. And I think it's great. You know, he hasn't overanalyzed the analytics side of it. He still remembers, hey, you still have to pitch stuff to get guys out. He's utilizing the technology to his advantage. And I think that's what makes him so special, you know, to be with this group and in that locker room with those guys, that allows these guys to have success continuously.
Jason Stanford joining us. Bigger gamble on Shane Bieber. Blue Jays or Guardians?
I think the Blue Jays right now. I think the Guards did it right. I mean, I like Shane Bieber. I think he's a great pitcher, right? He was a Cy Young winner. But I think at the same time, when you're trying to build off of, you know, what you currently have, I mean, I think they got some good value in return, too. I mean, we'll find out in the coming years. But I think, you know, when we just talked about pitching, when it comes to the pitching aspect, these guys do a really, really good job of finding the right pieces. And I think they did a good job yesterday.
I want to believe in this team, and I want to believe that they're going to be able to try to get back into a playoff spot. When you're a player in this situation, Stanny, tell me, are you looking at the standings? And like you said, you know, on trade deadline day, you might have been listening to the radio. You might have been reading newspapers. You might have been. I mean, how much do they have to keep the noise out to stay focused to make sure that they can battle right down to the last game of the season?
Well, I think right now for them, it's no longer trying to win the AL Central. I think the Tigers, unless they falter big time, they've got that. So now what you look at is you've got three playoff spots available, and you're right in the hunt. And it's taking it one game at a time. I know that's cliche, but if you can focus on what matters the most that day, you know, you're going to be in a good place. They've got a good clubhouse. You know, they've got a strong clubhouse. They've got a good leader. As young as he is, you know, and maybe as inexperienced as he is as a manager, he's still a former big leaguer. He's been around the game for a long time. He knows the ins and outs, and he's been able to push the right button so far since he's been there, so that's good.
Jason, one more time. You're at Little Mountain. You're running your own golf event today to raise money for first responders. How can folks get involved?
So we started Frontline to Field last October. In less than a year, we've already expanded into three states. We're in Arizona and Colorado.
Wow.
We're becoming national. The biggest thing for us is helping people immediately. So veterans, active military, first responders, youth athletes, mental health side. Our website is frontlinetofield.org. And today, first annual golf outing. And we're excited. The weather can't be any perfect, better. And we have a lot of help and support already. And as we're putting it all together, we're ecstatic. And the last thing, we have a big-time event coming up September 13th at Corner Alley from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And anybody that participates in it at Corner Alley will get two tickets to the Guards game that night.
Oh, wow.
So it's a huge help. We've also partnered up with Neopat, another larger organization locally. So we're ecstatic. We've got a big brother in our inner pocket now to help us grow this entity.
Congratulations on that good work by you and your
Thanks,
wife
guys.
Or your girlfriend.
Appreciate
nice
it.
Job.
My girlfriend right now.
Well, I'm putting the heat on you.
Hey, I appreciate that, Felsie.
Thanks, Jace.
Thanks, right. Danny.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks
Jason
so
Stanford
much,
joining us on the Fan Hotline. And he had some really good thoughts about everything that happened at the trade deadline. Talking about Stephen Kwan not moved at the trade deadline. 2 years of team control ahead and he has said, oh, I'd love to talk to him about an extension.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention. What do we think about that? We'll get into it on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey, get the latest from Browns training camp right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and features the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as well as on the field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan on the YouTube channel now and get all of the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
After what happened yesterday with Kwan's name being mentioned in trade rumors like crazy, Andy, and they just got hotter all the way up until the deadline. I was watching MLB, the MLB Network, all afternoon yesterday.
Yeah, I was on ESPN in the afternoon.
And the way they kept talking, the closer to the deadline it became, the more they were talking Stephen Kwan, and they were really thinking Dodgers.
And that's interesting because ESPN wasn't really saying anything. And when I walked out the door yesterday here at 2 o'clock, You tell me what you thought when we left yesterday. I thought he wasn't going anywhere when we left. And if he did, it was going to be a very last-second thing. Because if he wasn't gone by the end of our show yesterday, I felt like no one wanted to reach the bar that the Guardians wanted. And I doubled down on the whole notion and thought of where are we getting news and information from and who's pushing the narrative. And I think it was the other teams that were pushing the narrative.
I kept waiting to see, okay, who goes where. And teams that were in the market for a guy like Kwan ended up going elsewhere to try and pick up bats. And I thought, okay, that one's falling by the side. If you're looking for a big haul, that one's going, the Dodgers are the team sitting there. It's got to be the Dodgers. And then the Dodgers didn't jump. And that made me think the Guardians, as they're supposed to be at the trade deadline, taking phone calls and had their price tag. And if the Dodgers didn't hit it because they could use a left fielder, they didn't hit it. I thought, okay, well, that's good. What does it mean moving forward? You have two more years of arbitration with Stephen Kwan. And so you're going to have to pay him next year. That's fine. He's a terrific player, and I didn't want to see him moved because I don't think they have enough terrific players. This gives them one for next year. I would assume that when he told Ethan Sands at Cleveland.com, yeah, I'd love to talk negotiations with them and, you know, long-term extension. I assumed he meant it. I'm assuming the Guardians would feel the same way. Now, would you try to sign him to an extension?
I would try. I don't know how much is in the pot and how long and how you're going to do that. Plus, I also think, Jeff, look at the long, we were talking about this for a second yesterday. look at the long-term contracts that are on this team. How many guys are signed for beyond? How many guys are signed for the next 4 years?
There aren't very many.
None. And so there is a possibility of an ownership change that's on the horizon. And I wonder how that might play into it. There's also a lockout or maybe a strike on the horizon. How much does that play into it? So if you're Kwan, I think you got to be pretty smart on the way you want to negotiate long term. He's in a weird spot because of the game itself and because of the franchise and where they're going. He's still here, and maybe he does want to go home. I don't have a problem with that. He may love playing here. There's plenty of folks that love playing in Cleveland, but at the end of the day, if your home is on the West Coast and your family's on the West Coast.
He's from California.
And I mean, I'm not going to get mad at somebody that might want to go home. Like that doesn't bother me.
If you were working in Kansas City, Andy, and you know you liked it in Kansas City, but Cleveland's your home, well, how do you can't argue with that. According to Baseball Reference, and there are a bunch of different sites you can find stuff like this on, guys under contract for next year. Now, this doesn't mean guys who are still under team control with arbitration eligible, but under contract for next year. Jose Ramirez, Tanner Bibee, Emmanuel Clase, Trevor Stephan, who's working his way back from arm injury, and he's under contract for next year. And that's it. That's it. You have other guys who are under team control, and a lot of those guys, Andy, but contracts, that's it. Longest contract on the books right now, it's Tanner Bibee. And Tanner's contract runs through 2028 with an option, team option for 2029. And it's a big option because his salary jumps from 10.4 in 2028 to 21 million in 2029. And along with Bibee being under contract for 2028, Jose Ramirez, and that's it. You have two guys under contract for the next 3 years. Guys under contract through 2027, so just for the next season and the one after that, there are only two guys. And it's still just Bibee and Ramirez, and you have a team option on Clase, you have a team option on Trevor Stephan. So the books are wide open.
Hmm.
Wide open.
So what does that mean, though?
I would definitely try and sign Stephen Kwan. And the reason why is this.
Okay.
He's a very good defensive outfielder. I personally don't like a leadoff hitter, a non-power hitter, playing one of my corner spots in the outfield if I can avoid it. That's one of the reasons that I've talked about maybe Kwan in center field. Other folks have said Rick Banning told us, and yeah. if Rick knows
better, more than we do
about it than I yes. do. Rick said he's better suited in left field. Leave him there. Okay, right. I'm good with that. To me, that means then you better get somebody in center field who can hit the ball and hit it a ton, and not just be another Stephen Kwan type of player in center field. You know, I get me a 20 home run guy to play center field. Could that guy be Martinez? Maybe. Yeah, maybe he could. Could it be DeLotter if he stays healthy? I can't imagine them putting DeLotter in center field based on all of his leg injuries and all of his other issues. I would put him in right where he doesn't have to cover as much ground. That means you got to find somebody in center who can give you a little bit of pop.
All right, I'll buy it. I'd like to see him be on this team for a long time.
Me too.
I think the ultimate story, though, I think over the last 24 hours is by keeping Kwan, what does that say to the fan base? That's really what I think this is all about. And did the fan base make a difference in this? Because there was borderline, I can't remember the last time, like with Lindor, people were upset. They were mad. Why are they doing this? But I think they kind of understood it because they know what Lindor is right now and what he was going to be and what he meant to the franchise at that point. But Lindor was gigantic superstar. I think you and I can both agree Kwan is not at the level of gigantic superstar. He is a gritty...
He's a fan favorite,
yeah, that's
good,
right.
good Major League Baseball
because
player.
Because of the way he plays the game, he gives you an opportunity to get on base every time he steps in that box. He hustles every time. He's outstanding with the glove. You know, does every baseball fan in America know who he is? Probably not. Maybe more know him today than knew him yesterday. But He's also a guy that was under contract, a friendly contract for the team that they know that they can negotiate with for the next two seasons. And then when he gets to the end, then we kind of understand where this is going, because we've been feeling that since the 90s. Hey, once these guys reach that next level of stardom, they can't stay here unless they want to be Jose Ramirez. And now Jose Ramirez is in line to get the next statue after Superman because of what he did here in downtown Cleveland. So the thing about it is, if you trade him yesterday, I can't tell you the number of fans that reached out to me and said to me, I'm done if they get rid of Kwan.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
And of course, I know they would be back in 15 minutes. They're probably the same fans that came back to me and said, I'm never coming back if they change the name of this team, and they change the name. And then you end up coming back when you make it to the ALCS. You're like, okay, I guess it wasn't that bad. I know they would be back. But the reasoning and the rationale for being unbelievably upset with the organization if they would have traded Kwan was much more logical than anything else I had ever heard before on any other player that wasn't a superstar.
Jeff's in North Olmsted. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff, Andy, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing? So
good.
I couldn't wait to call you guys back this morning because I was sitting at home and I was frantically watching, hoping they weren't going to do what everybody else thought they were going to do. So I was thankful for that. But the big thing about Kwan and why I think it's such a big deal for us as fans is, for once, they might have actually listened to us a little bit. And I look at it from a perspective like Jose, great, we've had him for a long time. We don't ever get to, like, build relationships with players, it seems like, you know, where we get to have them for a while, see them progress, develop, all of those things. Kwan's hitting as a career 285 leadoff hitter. You don't change that. You keep that, and you build on that. Kenny hit 299 as a career leadoff hitter. All we need him to do is get on base. I know we talk about center field and left field. Yeah, we want our corner outfielders to hit, you know, 20, 25 home runs plus. That would be great. But you don't change that. They saved all that money trading away Naylor, which we talked about yesterday. Guys like
No, they didn't. They signed Santana for more.
Well, no, I know, which is baffling because we talked about Naylor having 60 RBIs and hitting like 290 right now, which is frustrating. Yeah, we'd love to have that in our lineup. But the biggest thing for me, guys, going forward is we got to sign him, you know, and it could be a deal somewhat similar to what we gave Jimenez. I don't know if he'd be willing to take around 20, you know, 18 to 20 a year, but for his skill set, that's the type of deal we need to be looking at. 4 or 5 years, 18 to 20, 22 million at most. But I'm willing to pay him because he even said he wants to be here. He's a personification of guards ball, which is this small ball, hard 90s thing. And if we traded that away, what does that say about what we're trying to build here? Right,
Jeff, you know? Thank you very much. I think the dollars that Jeff threw out there are a little too high. I don't think the Guardians would do that. I don't know if they should do that. One thing that Jeff said, the front office listened to the fans. No, it didn't. What they listened to was market value for Steven Kwan and where he fits in this organization. It's a cliche. It's true. An old slogan, saying, whatever. The minute that management starts listening to the fans, they soon become a fan. You can't listen to the fans. That, as much as we would all like to think, yeah, you know, we love that guy. He's a fan favorite. We, you know, they can't let him. They wouldn't trade him because he's a fan favorite. No,
the front office
they trade him in a heartbeat.
Jeff, the front office shouldn't, but should ownership listen to the fans?
No, the ownership needs to listen to the front office. The idea is to build a better team. And they decided that whatever it was, if they were getting offers on Kwan, weren't good enough to make them a better team. Good. That's good. I'm glad. I like Steven. And they don't have anybody else on offense. They have Jose Ramirez and Steven Kwan. And then you keep your fingers crossed. I think Manzardo is approaching that level where it's like, yep, good, we have a guy, done. That works. Every other spot, you're still looking for offense. So I that's why I thought it would take a lot. But truly, my own thought, truly, they're not listening to the fans. They're listening to other teams. They're looking at their budget. They're looking at their lineup. They're trying to figure out what works. Because if you listen to the fan, all of a sudden you're a fan. You're not employed anymore.
I agree. You're sitting with them.
Yeah. You just can't do that. So I hope they can come to some type of an agreement. I would assume maybe 3 or 4 year deal. And I say that because he has 2 more years where he's arbitration eligible. That means under team control. So if you can buy up those ARB years, Andy, and then give him a little bonus on the end, even a 3-year deal.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. Fine, then reevaluate.
I would say get it done, but I just don't see it right now. And I do think that Kwan somewhere down
off-season,
the road.
Off season, maybe?
Yeah. I don't
think it would happen in season, especially since no the trade deadline
to.
Came.
You know what
would
be great is if they made the playoffs, and when the playoffs start, right before the playoffs start, that'd be a great time to announce a new contract, right? Wouldn't that be a great time to announce a new contract? I mean, that's fantasy land, though, because.
Chris Antonetti has said that they're not opposed to talking in season. Usually doesn't happen that way, but not opposed to it. So. Stay tuned, and we'll see about that. Zach Meisel from The Athletic is going to join us coming up at noon. We'll get his thoughts on things with the Guardians and others because, boy, did things got a little messy around Major League Baseball. And one team in our division that folks have really liked a lot in the past made some moves that were kind of stunning, and it shakes up things in the wild card, along with a team that the Guardians are trying to catch. Coming up at noon, Zach Meisel is going to join us from The Athletic, covers the Guardians. We've been talking about the trade deadline, what happened, what didn't happen, where this team sits. We're going to get into the division and the wild card in just a second here. Larry's in Elyria, home of the Pioneers. Hello, Larry.
Hey, Jeff. Andy, how's it going, you guys?
Hey, how are you?
Good to have you with us.
Great. Been a while.
Great. Well, I'm thinking, you guys, I could be wrong about this, but I remember last year, though, we threw over, 2 million fans, right?
Yep.
And I know Valley Sports, regarding a contract where they took a hit with that, too, with Diamond.
Yeah.
But, well, I'm thinking now, you guys, I could be wrong saying this. Do you think they're prepared for MLB, the lockout, possibly? Is that why they don't want to make no moves, you think, or not? I don't know exactly when that contract expires, but that's what I'm thinking right now.
The last I saw, Larry, and I think this is correct, the contract expires, or the agreement December of 2026.
Yeah.
So it'd be, if there is a lockout, it would be going into spring training 2027.
Yeah.
Could that be the reason why, possibly, you think? I would doubt it,
Larry, because if you were locking guys out, you're not paying them.
Right.
Well, how many contracts do we have for after December of 2026?
Just, three, I think I said.
So. They can't sit here on 1-year deals with everybody for next year, though, or 2-year deals. I mean, they'll figure something out. I mean, whether we get a salary floor or a salary cap, I mean, I think that's really what this is all going to come down to.
You're right, Andy. That's exactly what it is. When you compete against the Dodgers and Yankees, and think about you guys, when you sit there and pay your contracts to players with TV revenue, and that's not money coming to the gates. You're talking with $300 million, Yankees and Dodgers, right? At least to TV contracts where they sign their players. Including gate money, man, on top of that. You can't. It'd be hard to deal with that. But you know something, though, to you guys, it don't matter how much money you spend, You're talking about injuries. Even the Dodgers this year, right?
Right.
The injuries
their bullpen's
have,
a mess.
Exactly. You don't know all the money they spent. You think they should, that's not the case, though. Anything can happen. A low-budget team could actually win the whole daggone thing this year.
Larry, thank you very much. And we've seen that, Andy. We've seen teams do that, jump up and be the team.
Yeah.
Will it happen this year? I don't know. The teams in the wild card right now, and the team sitting in first place, obviously not in the wild card spot. Blue Jays have a 3.5 game lead over the Yankees in the East. Tigers up big on the Guardians, 9-game lead. And Houston picking up Correa and doing some other things with a 4.5 game lead on the Seattle Mariners. So certainly the Yankees and the Red Sox still have, and Red Sox are 5 back in the East. They have a chance to catch Toronto, certainly. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody in the Central is going to catch Detroit. That's certainly not going to be the Minnesota Twins after they gutted their roster. And Houston in the West with a 4.5 game lead on Seattle. Yep. And Texas made some moves at the deadline, 5.5 games back. Yep, they still have a chance. But when you look at the wild card, the Guardians, to get into the wild card spot right now, are only 3 games out of the wild card spot.
And every time they win this weekend, they will pick up, I mean, when they lose, they're going to drop a game. But if you win, you got the opportunity to pick up 1 game on either the Mariners or the Rangers because they're playing against each other. So that, I'm just kind of looking at this ladder for over the weekend. Man, this is a great weekend for the Guardians to win. I can't tell you if it's, and you're playing against a team that pretty much got dismantled yesterday. They were breathing down your neck, but they decided to go into a different direction. So, I mean, Minnesota's 6 back on the wild card. I don't even know that they care because of what we saw yesterday and what they did in the trade deadline. They're looking towards the future. Wins and losses
they're certainly not looking at this year.
And that kind of scares me sometimes, too, because when you're playing against a team that has nothing to play for, all of a sudden you're playing uptight and they're playing super loose. But forget about that. Guardians go out and win these games, they're going to make some hay and they're going to move up in the standings. It's just a matter of how close they're going to get to that final playoff spot in the wild card with the Mariners.
Well, Yankees made moves at the deadline to bolster their team. Red Sox made moves at the deadline to bolster their team.
And by the way, they're still in reach too, the Red Sox and the Yankees.
They made moves. Seattle made huge moves. Rangers made moves. Guardians didn't make moves. Right behind the Guardians, the Royals, they made moves. So everybody in contention for the wild card right now, and I'll stop right there. Tampa Bay sold off some parts.
There's still 4. I mean,
I'm not saying they're dead. But what I'm saying is they didn't add a ton at the deadline. But in fact, they actually traded away.
Here's the crazy thing about Tampa, Jeff.
What I'm saying about the Guardians, though.
Yeah.
You okay? Everybody else competing for the wild card went out and made moves to bring in talent to help for a playoff push.
There's one stat that I look at. I don't know if anybody else looks at, but it's just clear as day. And it's whether you're in the green or you're in the red when it comes to your differential in runs scored versus runs against. The 4 teams that are in the wild card, and it's the 7 teams that are in right now, are all green. There's only 1 team that isn't in the playoffs right now, and that's Tampa, and they're plus 50. Like, if the Guardians could just even things out, they're 29 runs under. For whatever that's worth, like, that's a stat. Remember, when the Guardians were there, and they were in the playoffs, and they were holding on to the number 2 or number 3 spot, you would look and you'd be like, how are the Guardians doing this when their differential is so horrific compared to everybody else? Everyone else is clearly scoring more runs than they're giving up. And the Guardians are reflective, I think, of a 500 team at 54-54 at minus 29. The closer they get to zero, the better you're going to, I'm going to feel about the odds of him actually making the playoffs. If they start dropping down lower, that's the telltale sign that forget about it. So if you don't want to look at it in games back, you don't really want to look at it in wins and losses, but you should look at it in wins and losses. Look at that diff number, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Tampa is the only team in the American League that is in the green. They're plus 50 that is not currently holding a playoff spot, other than Texas. Texas is, but if Texas wins tonight, then they're tied. So
diff.
The diff.
Diff.
And I don't need anyone to put that on the scoreboard for me, because I can do a little bit. I can do a little bit of math.
The one overriding thing I'm left with after the trade deadline is what would have happened had Emmanuel Clase not been sent home?
Mm.
Do you think Clase would be here right now? I'll say no.
I don't know.
I don't think there's any question they would have moved him.
Jeff, if the bar was that high for Kwan, what do you think the bar looked like for another guy that they had under control as long as they did?
I'm not even going to say Kwan. If the Athletics will move Mason Miller and get the number three prospect in Major League Baseball in a deal for a closer, Class A could have brought you the same thing, if not more. And I read somebody's summation of...
But if you got rid of Class A, are you giving up on the season this year?
No. You put Cade Smith in the closer role, have Hunter Gaddis help him out, and away you go. I'm not downplaying the impact of Emmanuel Clase, or the closer position. What I'm saying is, relief pitching was at an absolute premium at the trade deadline. I mean, seriously, Oakland, the Athletics, gave up Mason Miller, who's outstanding, but they picked up, and I know he's just a prospect, and you never know, but you got the number three prospect in Major League Baseball according to MLB.com. And we were talking about him yesterday. One of the summations I saw said the price tag on Kwan to the Padres was Leo DeVries, who was that guy, shortstop, young guy, only 18, and playing really well in high A-ball right now. At the age of 18, he's the youngest guy in A-ball. And the Padres gave him up for a closer. And it said, that shows you where baseball is now. Because an everyday player, all-star caliber, gold glove player, Stephen Kwan, the Padres wouldn't give up DeVries for him. But they did give that guy up for a closer. So that means to me that they could have traded Class A and got that player out of San Diego. You know, the number three prospect in baseball for Class A and more. I think it would have been a terrific trade for the organization.
I'm still wondering, though.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.